Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only Pucko Podcast!
It's Pucko!
Pucko!
It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Pucko!
Grab your friends, it's that time again. Listen to the show with the phone
never ends.
It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh yeah.
Pucko!
It's your host,
Drink That!
And your co-host,
and welcome to the 348th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here at PuckleCon 2018. I guess they want to cheer, so I'm going to let them... Thanks, 10 Little Men, I love you too.
I'm indifferent, but I'm trying.
So today's show is going to be a little bit different because it is PuckleCon 2018, and we are going to be doing a panel style. If you're here, you know what it's like in this giant room that's almost full. That's
totally There's full. So many people here, guys. If you're watching on Twitch right now, you're a bunch of liars if you say anything different.
Absolutely true. And so we have
a select group of people here.
There's only three people on your screen if you're here right now, only because we only have four mics, and so we're going to be rotating and kicking these people off. As I know we have right now, Maximus, say hi.
Hi, Maximus.
Perfect. And then we've got Scrawn.
Yeah, what up?
And then we've got Gator also here right now.
I'm actually here. What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
He's actually here. Where's Jushiro?
Where's Jushiro? I remember. He had to save those school children on that bus.
That's the answer.
That's what he was.
True hero.
That's the answer.
Oh, he just hasn't gotten back from Japan yet.
He hasn't gotten back from Japan.
All right, everybody that comes up here is going to give their version of where Jushiro is right now.
That's the plan. Get that ready. Uh-oh. Also, so we're just going to do this as, like, it's going to be pretty impromptu. If you have questions for anybody, let's do that. If not, I'm just going to rant and talk about podcasting, and you're all going to get bored. Or we can talk about orca whales.
We've already done that. All right, so hold on.
Wait, we have a question from the audience. We have a hand in the air. You want to come up and say who you are? And
wait, you have to talk.
Where's Jushiro?
We already answered this.
Okay, but what is your...
Oh, that's true. Okay, so, Scrawn, where's Jushiro?
Jushiro was very busy performing an operation for yours truly. Yeah, so I had him take care of a guy, you know? And he'd maybe take a little bit extra time along the way, you know? He'd buy some ravioli for me. You know?
Ravioli. Yeah. Ravioli is what he's buying for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there's some ravioli.
You bought toasted ravioli.
Yeah, I did, yeah. But I like my
ravioli.
We
haven't eaten it yet, but we should eat that.
Yeah, we should.
What's your theory?
My theory? Jushiro is helping his girlfriend move into Seattle.
Okay,
well, that's the least likely scenario. What are you, Maximus? Jushiro and a girlfriend? What?
Likely story.
Maximus, what's your theory?
I thought he was in the Caribbean, honestly.
Yeah?
Honestly. What was he doing there?
He's more south than I was.
Okay, so we could get, like, real, like, fourth wall Pucko with this, and we could say that he got kidnapped and taken to Mexico by the drug cartels, and he's getting chased by a polar bear.
You know what? I came up with that first. I said it 4 years ago.
For those of you that aren't here to watch this, Bo and Thatch are fighting.
Bo's getting at it right now. You can't even hear him. You just know I'm
Bo's feeling a little crabby right now, which if you guys are on the stream, you'll get because he's got a crab shirt. Come watch our streams when we do them, guys. They're very rare.
We do it once a week now, at least. Yeah. Twice a week. I mean, PuckleCon streams, yes, once a year. Because there's only one PuckleCon.
Yeah, so normally our show's quality is a bit better than this, but we have a bunch of people here today, and we're aiming to have fun in recording this show. And it's really just an all
Seth,
sorts
do you have
over
a question?
The place topic.
Oh.
Impossible.
Are we allowed to throw stuff off the stage?
Yeah, I got this cool little paper football from the men's bathroom. They sell them in there. Okay, they sell like.
It was just, yeah.
Would you have said anything weirder?
Wait, the guy? I didn't. Wait, nobody can hear you guys. It's going to be very disconcerting for anybody listening.
All right.
Yeah. I just told you.
I already gave you my theory, and that's Jushiro had to go save those kids on that bus. That's
the
where
bus.
He is. That's not a theory. That's a fact. Look it up. It's on the internet.
Everything on the internet is a fact.
Yes.
Did you see that Bulbapedia page about Puckle?
Those are all true statements. Scron was supposed to fix that. Thanks, Scron.
I fixed like half of it.
He did. Oh my gosh. So you see what there's now? It used to be worse.
Yeah. Like I couldn't amend some of the stuff because it's the other guy had higher clearance on Bulbapedia at the time that I tried to amend it.
We are listening to you in chat. You just haven't said anything that
we care about
yet. Also, Orange is a liar. He is pretending to be a part of this chat, and he is out there in the audience right now. This is where Orange is caught.
Caught orange-handed.
Stirring up trouble. Yeah.
Well, I'm watching you guys right here.
Oh, and also not
I don't know which one's in higher quality.
Also,
I'm sure your eyes are.
Okay, British Jet wants to know where the oil tanker is. That's what he wants to know.
Okay, so the oil tanker, which one? Because we had several prospects. We just never purchased one. They're very excited.
Well, maybe we did purchase one, and you just don't know about it.
I'm still... Okay, so the problem is... I wanted to get Dennis here on the oil tanker.
Oh no!
Because we have to get to Lake. What is it, Erie? That's the one. We gotta get to Lake Erie, and so you take it down the Lawrence River, you throw it through the canals, and then you pick up Dennis on the way in Rochester.
Yeah, so he can actually make it to PuckleCon.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it gets him to Sandusky, and that's pretty close.
Lonely Whitwick says the oil tanker you got to move for a Mew. We got to get that oil tanker.
The oil tanker that we're going to buy. They're not that expensive. You could buy an oil tanker for less than $1 million.
All right, so what we're starting right now, we want you to start giving us those bits on Twitch, everybody. And for those of you listening in your car at home, I want you to pull the car over, get on Twitch, and send us bits.
Watch that advertisement. We'll wait. No, you really don't have to.
Next PuckleCon can be on an oil tanker.
That'd be interesting. Like, how cool would that be? I'm thinking like barbecue with like, you know, kebabs and stuff.
We can do that without an oil tanker.
All right, what if we got a pontoon boat? What if there was a compromise here?
Oh, Viger dropped some bits in the chat.
Viger
right in there. You're going to be
Viger is
like
in the show and in the chat. He is better than Orange Avenger at this point.
That's true.
You have a reputation to uphold, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally true. Speaking of paying us for love, how you doing, Thatch?
Yeah,
how are you doing today?
How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm here. I brought stuff here, and then my wife took some of it home, and she'll bring it back tomorrow.
So do you want to inform the audience what we had to learn the hard way yesterday, which was that you have several years of experience bowling and then us in as a ringer and then just whooped us like super hard?
So I didn't know that you guys didn't know that. Yeah, right? I told people before, right?
I knew about the orcas.
You knew about the orcas.
You're hearing it now after Pokemon, maybe before Pokemon. Bowling is Thatch's biggest interest.
So that was never true, but that's fine. Like,
it's true now.
So Thatch taking us bowling had my favorite moment of this weekend so far. Thatch decided to split us all up into teams, and we had different team captains, and Bo, being the man he is, stepped up to lead a team. And as Bo and Thatch do when they were going against each other, Thatch was about to go roll the ball, and Bo knocks it on the ground, and Thatch turns around and looks at Bo and says, "Ha! Joke's on you, my bowling coach used to do that." And Bo, without missing a beat, turns to him, "Ha! Joke's on you, you had a bowling coach."
Pretty true.
That was a pretty good one. I'm not gonna lie. Like I was happy with that one. Oh wait, you gotta use the mic. You gotta use the mic because they can't hear you if you don't use the mic.
Said Thatch as he had the mic pointed away from himself.
This is really it's a cardioid microphone.
Are we going to bring up the other thing that happened at a bowling alley, which was that Bo broke the bowling alley?
Oh yeah, you broke it.
Oh right.
I like that this is quickly turning into a Bo roast. is this just turning every live show we have, I swear, it just turns into a I won't say anything bad about you this time, Bo.
Shout outs to Ozzy, who just subscribed with Twitch Prime. Thanks, Ozzy.
Oh, thanks, Ozzy Bear.
If you're in the Twitch chat now, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe as well.
That's PokeDad Justin Buckle podcast. Doesn't every bit become a Bo roast?
Oh, cool.
We could do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. All right. Yeah. I don't know. Any questions?
Are there any questions from the audience that you'd like us
Scrawn
to answer?
Specifically, does Scrawn?
Oh, please ask me something.
Only ask him about Scrawn. Like, yeah. I can answer questions about him for you.
Let's ask questions about Scrawn.
Yeah, I like that
a
lot.
Oh, no. Beautiful hair. Well, it's...
Basket asked about
absolutely
Scrawn's
no
hair.
Effort whatsoever. Yeah.
He asked about Scrawn's hair, and I can tell you right now, it's actually a lot of work. So
is it? No, it
he's
really
got.
Isn't.
He goes into the shower and then he spends about 20 minutes in there. He's got like three different kinds of conditioner.
I don't know.
Three shampoos.
Don't forget the hair product he puts on after the shower.
And then not to mention like the hair gel.
These are blatant lies.
Is there pomade involved?
There is.
There's lots of pomade.
Is, one type of shaping cream involved.
Is there hairspray involved?
No hairspray.
There.
Yeah. Okay.
I am
the British chant would like Viger to turn his mic on or get closer
Which
to
one's
the
Viger?
Mic.
Viger's out in the crowd.
No.
Viger.
I'm
probably not.
In his defense, before I met them,
we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you. You're not participating
you
in the show. We need you to come up.
You need to come up if you want to talk. Not
I
that did. One. That one's not hot for the
I
screen.
Just want to say, in his defense, before I met them, I always confused Viger and Scrawn.
They're both from the same place.
That's true. They had the same mother. They're from the same womb.
That's true.
Who's that one?
The problem with OBS is it's stupid. And so we've got four mics, but it only likes two of them. But the Audacity that's going to be out later will have all four of them on it properly.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So we're just depending on
Pokey Dad Justin wants to know who's all there. All of us except for Jajiro because he is saving those children on the bus.
And he just
he's guys subscribed with a tier one sub. Thanks, Pokey Dad Justin.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So who's all here that's not going to be on the podcast?
Everybody.
Those of us that are going to be on the podcast, you will see them in just a few minutes.
Yeah. When we are.
Today was fun though. We had a good TCG tournament.
Yeah, we went to the TCG tournament, and then we had definitely had a lower than expected turnout, which is fine because that's expected when we're going to a new city that is definitely smaller.
Somehow, it's less weird to invite people to your house than a convention center.
That's true.
I think that's how it ended up. But we had a good turnout. We had several new faces this time.
I wish they were here. They left though.
And you know what amazes me every time I've come? You know, this being the second time, is that. Everybody's cool. Like that's my favorite part.
Yeah, no, totally. That's definitely true. Nobody's ever like not fun to hang out with,
except for Bo.
Yeah.
Hello.
True statement.
Oh, Pokey Dad said he listens to us every week while he cleans pools in California.
That's the way to do it.
Nice
cleaning
Excellent.
Pools. With
okay, things. Who sat next to Thatch? That's Gator. Hi, British gent. That's Gator. Matter. And then Maximus is all the way on the other
camera,
side.
The camera's trying its best, okay?
Yeah. Hold on. We got this. Wait.
Hi.
Nope, it doesn't see everybody.
It doesn't see everybody if we don't
that's
bring it forward.
As far as it's got to go.
This is a logistical problem that we have already worked on. Next question.
Next question.
Any questions?
We did put the camera down straight. Okay. As straight as it can possibly be. I mean, it's yours that's crooked, Bo. It's not the camera.
I just was looking at it this way and then picked up and now I'm looking at it this way.
Well, you also moved. Everybody, Bo flipped all of our chairs.
What? Oh, you have a question for Scrun. I'll answer it for you.
Scrun.
Yeah, yes?
Do you have your mega bracelet yet?
These are good.
This is an interesting question to answer.
The answer is no, he does not.
Where if I answer no, then I am strategically compromised in all of my future battles, and if I answer yes...
You need to be up on the mic, by the way, bud.
I'm giving away that fact, so I can't use the element of surprise. So the answer will remain for the foreseeable future, maybe. Yes.
All right. Dexio wants us to recap the events from today.
So is that a no, then?
It's a maybe, yes.
And he wants to know... Okay, so if we want to do a quick recap, I'm going to throw that to Maximus. Maximus, how did today go?
Interesting. Interesting. Are you asking for my personal or just overall?
No, what they want to know, what did we do today? Who won the TCG thing earlier?
I don't actually know who did win the TCG
thing earlier.
Yeah, that's
a good question.
Seth Vilo.
He's giving me a look, and I'm okay with it.
And Bo won the draft TCG thing.
Oh, please
we did,
don't.
But he
please
also
don't
cheated.
Bring that up with me. Please do not. Because I am the only one out of everybody who went 0-3, so that's kind of a bad memory for me.
How did you go 0-4 in a three-round tournament?
It's only a three-round tournament.
That's pretty impressive, to be honest.
Oh, you played in the major TCG. Yeah, that's okay.
That's main TCG. That's professionals. I lost to a bunch of scrubs.
All right, so... Wow.
You need one of these, too.
There is a way to go 0-4 in a three-round tournament. Which deck were you playing, Shamu?
Come here. Tell them what you're playing. What deck are you playing?
Oh, good old Oracorio's done.
Garbage.
He was playing garbage. All right. So we never quite answered the question today, which was, what did we do today? So we got up this morning at like 6:30.
I was actually amazed by how well it mobilized.
Yeah, we got everything poured into cars, and everybody got here by like 7:30, 7:45. We got the room set up for a lot more people than showed up.
You always have to show me up sometime.
And then we...
first with the trivia.
We got started putting out different lists for people to put their TCG stuff together, because that's what we did today. That was the main tournament today. It was TCG stuff, VGC stuff tomorrow. And then we got a tournament started. We ended up with an 8-person tournament.
Yes.
So we did 4 rounds of that, and Seth Vilo was undefeated throughout the entire tournament. So,
man.
Congratulations to Seth Vilo.
He used to pay to win deck.
Anytime 10 Little Men loses, they do say that they cheated. Also, we had somebody pull a Full Art Cynthia today. That was pretty sweet. I believe that was Epo, yeah.
Oh, Peppo. Yeah, he's not here.
And he left earlier.
He was here. He was pretty cool.
And my favorite response was Thatch's wife going, "We mean we had that in our closet this whole time," which she was slightly salty. But then she pulled a Full Art...
She pulled a...
Blend Energy.
Yeah, Blend Energy, the super secret one.
So that's she was happy.
Good on her. She did pretty well.
So, yeah, and then we all went and got lunch. We did some raiding. We did some video game stuff on the N64.
That's true.
Yeah,
64.
Pokemon Stadium style.
So yeah, we had 2 drafts today. We had a pretty full day. Everybody's a little tired, a little white, but it was good. Everybody had a good time today.
Mm-hmm. I've got dinner plans for all of you. Well, I can go to dinner without you guys.
He means specifically you guys that are listening to this right now. He's offering everybody that downloads our podcast dinner plans.
I'm just taking you there.
That's just kidnapping us. If you're hearing this right now, send help.
We're not going to Spaghetti.
Hey,
we're not going to Spaghetti Warehouse.
Hey! I'm just saying, I got a Groupon for 38% off at Spaghetti Warehouse. I'm just saying, I got a Groupon.
No, if we go down by campus, first of all, there's a bunch of gyms and Pokestops, but then there's also like 50 places to eat, so you can get whatever you want.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that was my plan.
Oh, that was a cool thing about Friday. Some of us got here early, and we got to check out some of Thatch's old haunts when he went to school here.
Yeah.
This was pretty sweet.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we went to the we can this is a good transition because we can swap up the next team. But then we can do we went to a store called Second Time Around here in Dayton. It's just a used video game store, used electronics store. It's got some pretty cool stuff in it. I think Whimsicott can tell you about her purchase. And then we've also got
Bell Books,
Bell Book and Comic. Yeah. For the TCG cards. They're like the go-to shop here in Dayton. Though No Limit Gaming's trying to become a thing.
Which No Limit Gaming is actually a thing in the real world, so.
Yeah, in the real world. Yeah, they're an online retailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their headquarters is here, like in Dayton.
Like, so. There's nothing here in Dayton. It's us and them.
Yeah. Bell Book and Comics are a pretty big spot for everything.
Oh, you know what was cool that I wanted to bring up? I ran into Basket at the airport.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In Atlanta. Basket's from Seattle. You guys figure that one out.
He's from Atlanta.
What?
Sadlanta.
Yes. Sadlanta? Hotlanta.
You didn't want to fly with me. We can't hear you, so you can't comment. So
Orange Avenger's tossing us salty pennies.
Is he just salty pennies?
He's tossing us salty pennies.
All right, so we're going to swap into the next team. We're gonna hit up, I think, the Bobo team. Team Bobo.
All right.
But these kids are leaving.
Team Fluff Basket Team Bobo. All right, guys. Bobo. I love you. Peace out. Enjoy.
Later. Ask questions. Bye. I'm still going to sit here because this is my show. We're going to swap. Good swap. Good swap here, fam. I like that we can definitely hear like the rumbling, so it sounds good. It sounds fancy.
Good.
So this one
you're
picks up on the stream.
This one does not.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Where's Scron? Where's Scron go? Hey Scron.
This picks up the stream.
Wait, Bo. I want to start real quick because Dexio was here for this, and
right.
he wants to recap. But I think this is something that you say every year, and I don't think people listen to the show often enough to understand the true remarkable stuff that you do. So can you explain about your project with the TCG cards?
Okay. This is actually pretty neat, but I've been working on this for a long time now. That says 4 years. That is not true.
Seven years.
It's been closer to 17 years.
26 years.
26 years. So before Pokemon was even a twinkle in anyone's
30
eyes.
30 years.
30 years.
In Masuda's eye.
Yeah. So all those old trading cards that you have in your closet or still your parents' house or that your grandparents bought you for your birthdays because they're really bad at giving gifts and they realize that's what you want. You have those old Pokemon cards all from, you know, back in the day. Those really old ones with that old style and they're kind of crunchy and crusty. I have so many of those, and I've been collecting so many and getting as many doubles and triples and as many copies as I can so that I can make decks.
Ramble.
I was getting to the part, and then you cut me off. I'm a storyteller, Thatch.
Almost
when has this ever changed? So I'm making a bunch of decks that emulate the red and blue games. I'm almost done. I need Giovanni, Victory Road, the Elite Four. And then we're going Johto.
Ooh.
I don't believe you'll ever get there.
Aw, snap. And then we're going Johto. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be badder. It's going to be wetter than before.
Yeah, that is Hoenn.
Gen 3, baby.
Gen 3. We're skipping Gen 2.
7.8 years. It's coming.
In the next 32 years, we'll have this done.
To be clear, because I don't think he super explained it, he has a deck for every single instance in the original video game. So the trainers, Nugget Bridge, like decks created for those. So you can literally play through the entirety of the video game with these decks, and it's incredible. I was looking through them, and it's ridiculous the accuracy. It was so much fun to just look at.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I tried to put Pokemon that'll be in the routes of decks, but then also trainers. So, like, they're kind of, like, subcategoried. So, like, Viridian Forest is also a subcategory Bug Catcher. And, like, Rock Tunnel is subcategory Hiker. And Seafoam Islands is subcategory Nobody because nobody's there.
Swimmer.
No, I said Swimmer. you know, St. Anne is the Sailor and all that. So, yeah, they're all subbed and, yeah.
I am blown away by that. Like, wow.
Who wants to play?
So I think we encountered the issue with that, by the way. I think it's honestly one of those things that's more fun for you than anybody else.
Oh no, it's way more fun for me.
I played two games and then I'm like, yeah, I'm done. And then Sublime's like, I'll jump in. And then it's just like, we got how far? Rock Tunnel and or Mount Brock. Moon. You beat Brock, and then we're just like, yeah, we're done.
Mount Moon. Yeah, he saved Bulbasaur at Brock after Brock.
British Jen says you should do a video on this.
Okay, send me the stuff to do videos, and then send me the stuff to teach
me how
to
do videos. If you can donate $60 right now into the chat, we'll buy it for Bo, and he can do it.
Okay, and I also need a laptop.
So if you can dump like $500 in the
chat. And my car's not doing great.
So if you can drop like $500 in the $500 in the chat right now, we can fix Bo's car.
It only takes one.
Do you need us to see?
If anyone is a little bit inebriated listening to us, please.
Like, listen. Listen good.
Just 5,000 bits. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes, guys.
Oh, wait, 50,000 bits. 50,000 bits.
Okay, that's...
I don't think we're going to get them because Ten Little Man is sitting right there.
Yeah.
He says he's out of data. There's free Wi-Fi, though, but
somebody
Ten
Little Man. Put him on a hotspot.
we got to give him a hotspot. Here, use my phone. I'm not giving you my phone. I don't trust you. I'm not giving you, with that look on your face, Seth, I can't give you my phone either.
You gon' get it.
Yeah,
Seth.
I don't. You're not a Boy Scout anymore. So I can't hand you this.
You're a Man Scout, Seth.
Yeah, Man Scout. Did you just call him a Man Scout?
Oh my goodness.
That doesn't sound very good. I'm not gonna lie.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Thatch.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm just saying.
Those are secrets for the podcast because they can't hear me in that mic.
That's true.
Whispered all of them.
I'm just gonna ruin all of your secrets, though.
Good luck.
He's just making lips over there. He can't. He's not even saying anything.
You gonna know?
I could just mute that whole clip, man.
You could.
All right. I don't know anything else. What else is going on?
Well, I'm super stoked eventually tomorrow to
get right up on that, bud.
Oh, I'm super stoked eventually tomorrow to get down on some Pokemon Stadium. That's what I'm excited for.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be exciting. It's going to be super exciting.
Also, yeah, no. So tomorrow is our VGC tournament, but I guarantee you there's like 8 people, maybe. And then... We're going to get, but we're also going to do Theme Deck Tournament, which is always, that's a fan favorite, so.
Oh, yeah, Theme Deck Tournaments are the best because anybody can play and anybody is going to have just as crappy of a deck as anybody else.
Yep. Some
Lunala or Exeggutor.
Yeah, basically.
Pikachu Evolutions is probably the best. You should all bring it if you're coming.
I'm bringing 3.
You should just do that. I want to kind of grab the Exeggutor deck, but also I'm probably not going to play.
I've got
so.
A whole Lycanroc
theme
deck, and I bring that one.
No, you can. So Gator says he made a Buzzwole Lycanroc theme deck, and he wants to know if he can bring it, even though it's his own custom deck list. That's actually in the rules. It says he can't do it. All right, and so VGC PokeJazz Justin says we didn't get to much VGC today. It was mostly TCG day. Tomorrow's going to be more of a VGC day. We're going to have some video game stuff going on. I don't think the VGC is going to go more than 4 rounds if it does.
Yeah, but if he wants to ask what my VGC team is, I will totally tell him the star, and that is Mega Ampharos.
Woo!
Did you bring? Did you?
Yes.
Do you have a team?
I
ready?
Did. I actually brought my Mega Ampharos.
I actually want to see that because you've hyped that up before.
Okay, I mean, I hyped it up because I was excited about it. I mean, I got into like I'm like solidly in like 1300.
Solidly in
1300. Solidly, don't drop.
I don't care. Like, it's Mega Ampharos. I'm going to be excited along with you just because it's Mega Ampharos.
It's the hair, man.
Exactly. Yes. I call my mega.
Yeah. Oh yeah, where's Yushiro? Where's Yushiro?
Oh right.
Oh, yeah. So I actually know exactly where he is. He is in Seattle right now.
Oh yeah, because you're from Seattle too.
Yeah, yeah. So I live with him. So he's actually in Seattle, and they're going on the Puget Sound cruise where you can see all of the whales and everything.
Oh man, which ones? J Pod, K Pod, L Pod?
Dude, I don't know that much.
You're welcome.
I mean, I can't give you numbers. I can just tell you that they're going to see some whales. And
those were all letters.
They're guaranteed. So if they don't see any whales, guess what?
They get their money back.
They get their money back.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. That's how whale watching works. It's but the problem whales. The problem is in Puget Sound specifically, and this is a side note. There are transient orca whales, so like they just track those pods constantly. So
they won't
get their money back.
Yeah, no,
they're not dolphins. You should argue that if they take you to see orcas, those are dolphins.
Well, no, see, we ship the transient whales out. We see a transient whale, and we're like, nope. And then we netball them, and we just throw them out into another sea.
You know,
that's horrible.
You know, for a moment, when you were leading up to the end of the sentence, I thought you were going to say, if they don't see the whales, they get a free complimentary whale to take home with them.
That's also horrible. Have you watched Blackfish?
No, but it's true. It's also true. It's also true.
Tillicum? Oh, man. You just call them all of them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
No, they give you the babies because they live for forever, pretty much. And so they give you a little baby because then
That's actually true, though.
Pretty much.
If they're in the wild.
Yeah. If they're in the wild, they pretty much live forever. And so they give you the little babies. They give you these little bags, right? And you put the baby in the little bag. And then you have to drive home real quick to your house because otherwise the water is going to lose all the oxygen. And
they're not fish.
And then your goldfish is going to die. I mean, your whale's going to die.
Well, also, you also have to take into account that they get big really fast. So you have to get to your house fast before it gets too big for the bag.
They got to go.
Where's Yushiro, Bo?
Yushiro? So Basket's close, okay?
We have this fourth mic, and like Bo's just like,
well,
no.
I want to be heard also. You said these two are hot, and those two aren't.
Oh,
wait.
Sigma's on stream.
I know
now.
How
He's
these.
In the chat.
I remember how these picked
Sigma?
Up.
Sigma!
Sigma, where are you?
Get over here!
Where's Sigma?
Yeah, let's do a where's Sigma.
Everybody keeps asking where Sigma is.
He's with... See, if you guys...
Gator says Sigma is with Yushiro as one of the kids on the bus.
It's okay. No,
go ahead, Bo. I was going to
explain this.
Go ahead.
But you all want to cut me off and start jumping to questions and conclusions before one can give his answer on when Yushiro... Like I said, he was seeing the whales earlier today. Basket didn't account for the time jump, though.
Oh,
so
that's
now,
right. That's right. We're
so
three
now
hours
he's
ahead.
Yep. So he's actually right now, Yushiro is...
Is he
saving the kids on the bus? No, he's not in Cleveland. I just said the time zones. Anyway. No, he's taking a bath. Anybody knows this is Yushiro's bath time. He couldn't be here.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, problem,
you account, you account the problem, for the time the, jump. It's his bath time.
So, you know, he's
in the bath.
He's
it's
got
a very
side duck. He's ready to go.
No, it's a very special bath because what Yushiro is doing instead of being here, he is the hero in the new episode of the next season of Queer Eye. So
are we nominating Yushiro?
Yes!
We are nominating Yushiro for Queer Eye.
Honestly, though, no, because do you know where the next season of Queer Eye is taking place?
Missouri.
In Kansas,
Kansas City.
Missouri. Snag, you're up!
Snag, we're going to nominate you. It's happening. Only so that I can meet them. I don't care about any other reason. I'll come there and be like, yeah, I was his nominator, and I'll be in like those three awkward shots where like the nominator's also there, and I'll be like, yeah, you look better. And
Snag's cargo pants and Puckle t-shirt prove that he does not need any fashion advice.
That's true. You forgot the lab coat.
Oh, and his professor robe.
It's Professor a lab coat.
That's a coat, sir.
It's Professor Bathrobe. Coat. Coat.
It's a bath coat.
Bath coat. His bath coat.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, where's it called? Where's Yushiro?
I just told you.
No.
He's getting a makeover from the Queer Eye guys.
Oh, that's right.
That's how we got it.
It's late. It's been a long day.
But are we still doing Where Is
Pokey Dad? Justin is right though. Like, are we going to commentate the VGC tournament tomorrow?
We can.
Sprock commentated the TCG tournament.
Yeah, we just need like a dedicated commentator, but it's like, oh, wait, 10 Little Men sitting here giving me finger guns, and I'm going to tell you right now, 10 Little Men, that's not happening. only because I give the finger guns, and like that's just, like I'm just winning that.
Hey, everybody, we all finger guns that. She has nothing to do. Everybody finger guns him. Finger guns. Finger guns.
I feel assaulted. Finger assault rifle. Oh, I almost dropped that Coke.
That's the other finger.
Yeah. It's Gator's got a bazooka.
It's like a colonial musket.
Be like every other Pokemon player, bring a portable charger wherever you go, says Coop. Coop, why aren't you here? You have no excuse. Gator's from
the
same
Coop?
Place. Where's Coop? He's in Florida.
Coop
fixing HVAC.
Coop done got scooped. Keep it do. Scoop. Coop.
Scooby-Doo.
You said scooped, and I was like, Scoop. And I'm like, that's not his name. His name's Coop.
Oh, man. So, Bo, can you wear that shirt tomorrow? And I'll make you a VGC team with Kingler in it. And
I will play.
And
Corsola.
And Corsola, yeah.
And Crabrawler. You have to make it like the best Corsola ever.
Yeah, it'll work. Yeah. A crustacean team. It's done. I'll make it happen, Bo. It won't be good.
I don't know if it'll be good. It doesn't even have to work.
Viger says Bo has crabs.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of the shirt. Who's the next team, by the way? I didn't even remember. Are you guys okay with swapping? You guys done?
Well, I wanted to tell you my wonderful adventures, but that's
tell me your wonderful American adventures, and then we'll swap.
My wonderful American adventures? Like, I met some really cool people who, for some reason, gave me some amazing gifts. And I was completely...
Call them out.
I will call them out. I was about to. I wasn't going to just not mention their names.
You know, I'm going to make sure this happens, okay? That's my job.
That's what I usually do with you. We're swapping, okay? So, Caroline and Gravy, I love you guys. They got me a gift, and they almost made me cry. I was really good, and I didn't cry in the middle of a bowling alley. And then today, Caroline almost made me cry again because she drew a picture of me with my Whimsicott, and it's the best thing ever. And if you haven't seen it, you're not in the PuckleCon Discord chat, and I won't tell you what you are for not being in the PuckleCon Discord chat, but...
I'll tell you. PM me.
Thank you, Bo. I know you got my back.
And PM Bo, what am I? Let me tell
I also met other amazing people here, and I'm about to get very emotional, and so we should swap teams.
Yeah, we'll swap. Okay, next team. I think it's Team Snag Sublime. Somebody?
Team BB Fluff Out. Team
we BB love Fluff you, peeps.
Out. Hooves.
Hooves. Hooves. Oh, man, we should do that. We'll just say... We should have said the beginning
of the
show.
We already did it.
You guys did it.
You messed it up.
But it would have been funny to like have the whole people say, you know?
We can do it at the end.
Yeah, I got this.
Haha, it is I, Snag.
Snagging, man. You all know it's Snag, even though the camera's fuzzy because of the lab coat?
Yes. apparently this is a bath coat.
Apparently. It's your professor bathrobe, and it's very good. So, okay, icebreaker. We forgot to do it last time.
Where's Jashiro?
But where's Jashiro, guys?
Okay, so here's the story.
If you incorporate Air Sigma, you get bonus points.
Here's the story. Jashiro was formally uninvited from PuckleCon this year because he did not pass QA after he said that Mysterious Treasure was not very effective on the TCG cast. He is no longer going to be hosting that podcast. It will now be hosted by Gator and myself and Basket. Also, he was like extra uninvited after he said Breloom had the most powerful tail on Game Corner.
Sorry, Beaverlaw.
And that is where Jashiro is.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I love you.
You could follow that up with R. Sigma not being here because he was so depressed that happened on that show.
Yeah,
and he was a
God.
Part of it. He hasn't been
That's
able
a
to
hard
bed
listen.
For days.
That's a hard listen. When you know that it's not what he says.
All right. What about you, Snag? Where's Jushiro?
Jushiro just got so used to going to Columbus for PuckleCon, I think he went there instead.
That's probably true. He's sitting in room 306 of the Columbus Convention Center. It's blatantly empty, and he's just like, I don't know where everybody is. And he's got a bunch of sticks, and he's trying to recreate the set. And he's almost made a chair.
He's like, they'll get here eventually.
he's slowly losing his mind.
Stick figures. Where's Scrawn? What about you, Viger?
Okay, so you know how he's been saying that he's moving furniture around for his girlfriend? That's actually a cover story. He's actually in Thailand hunting people. Surprise, there's no girlfriend either.
That's probably the best one, mostly because it's the most out there one, without any jokes. And he's just like, yeah, I'm in Thailand. I'm hunting down the bad guys. Oh, you have a question. We have a question from Claude. Just grab this microphone and say words. Like, put your words from your mouth hole into the microphone.
Why do you play it like that?
So this is for Sublime and Viger. You guys seem to be dressed up like something. What is that?
We cannot tell the general public.
They can tell you. Why can't you guys? Okay,
well,
so
I'm not dressed up like anything.
Like a promotion
this
for
is
Patreon,
my hair.
Right?
I don't wear wigs. You're welcome.
So Sublime's got purple hair.
Yeah. Also, I want to take a moment. Yeah, what's got his green hair?
I wore this
obviously.
For the first PuckleCon, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true, actually. You did. Well, not the first PuckleCon.
The first PuckleCon I went to.
Yeah, okay. So all... none of this is true, by the way. Because this year we lost a member of the All PuckleCon team. It was Mr. Sniffles. He's not no longer with us. It's down to three.
Okay,
but
he's not dead.
He's not dead. He is just at Missouri with other priorities.
He's got that
he's just
thing.
Dead. He's just dead to us.
He's got that thing called a life.
I did.
I do want to take a minute to give a shout out and thank you to Doc McStuffle, who came through. Come through, Doc McStuffle. He hooked us up, you guys. He basically catered breakfast for PuckleCon.
Wait, so he works there, right?
He works there. He's the manager of the place where we picked up the stuff.
I did not know that.
So we got these basically like gourmet, like custom, like gorgeous donuts.
Okay,
gorgeous
I was about
donuts.
To say, you keep saying stuff, but I'm not hearing what this stuff
donuts.
Was.
Oh, yeah,
that's you
were
gone.
Here. They were
no,
donuts.
I was dealing with my own problems this morning.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, Viger, what was your PuckleCon Saturday morning adventure?
Well, first off, my brakes were making a bunch of weird sounds, mainly grinding like, we're about to fall off and you're not going to be able to stop this vehicle sounds, so I had to take it to a mechanic, and he told me not one, but two of your brake pads are shot, your back rear brake pads are full of dust, your breaker fluid needs to be flushed out and refilled and everything, and that'll run you about $550, so...
That's it?
Yeah.
No, I can't get a break.
He could, but it was $500.
That's true. The break cost $500. That's the answer.
With what?
You're not going to... Nobody's hearing you. Nobody's hearing
you.
I'm hearing you, and that's a problem, Seth. That's a problem. All right, but where were
anything
we?
From the chat? Anything?
Do we
from...
have any questions?
Oh, we got a gator.
I was going to pull up the...
We got a gator. Jushiro says he's not in Thailand. But he's lying.
Jushiro is on.
I would like to ask the chat and reach out to your deep pockets for $550 more for getting the Puckle Missouri crew home safely. That's my question. Comments or concerns?
Comments or concerns? I hope they don't
We'll
die.
Start a GoFundMe for you guys.
GoFundMe.
We can live stream that tomorrow. Maybe.
Also, Orange is in the chat, but he's also out here in person, and I want to give him a shout-out to those of you listening not live, because there's only 19 of you listening live, and I think 7 of them are right in this room.
yeah.
just about seven. And but it, for those of you not listening live, the reason this was possible was because of Orange. He was the one who actually went in and edited the Audacity program that allows it to hook up to all these microphones properly, so we can have probably the sexiest recording, like, for your earballs that ever happened, because we're not rich enough to buy everybody microphones like this.
Our earballs?
Yet.
I've said this for years. Yet. Where have you guys been?
I've never heard you say earballs.
Well, you haven't listened long enough.
You just keep making up words for things that already have words to them. Yeah. It's very unsettling.
I've said earballs before, right?
Yeah, everybody says Scott would know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're just not paying attention to me. It's fine.
What?
I made a schedule, guys, okay?
I want to say R Sigma actually has the answer as to where Jushiro is.
Oh, R Sigma has the answer.
He was actually asked to go collect Relicanth for everyone for next.
Thank you for participating, R Sigma.
So that's the wailing that he's doing.
That's a
right
good
now
answer.
Too bad he'll only be able to give it to four of us.
True. Make your reservations now.
Jushiro said, "I had big changes in life this weekend."
Jushiro's giving his real reason.
He's
and
giving
we're
the real reason,
that
and that's
no
not why we care.
Yeah, no. We know Jushiro. Just yeah.
Like
we're
I said, it's all a cover story.
Go back and listen to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're honestly just all about him. Like, he's just not. He's in Thailand, and he's got to give a cover
and
story.
That population is going slowly down.
Oh, it's good. It's too
oh my
good
gosh. Jashiro is wondering why everyone's asking where he is.
We're trying to figure that out, man. You like, never gave
does
us
no one know
wrong
why I like started that? By the way, I started that trend. I was the
you
first person to say it. You're welcome.
It was
yes,
a good
it
idea
was.
It was a good
because
idea.
Scron wasn't here last year, and the hashtag was everyone keeps asking where's Scron? Where's Scron? And so Jashiro wasn't here this year, and I wanted to make sure we kept it going.
You're exactly right. That's the right way to do it. It's hilarious. Everyone's asking, where's Jashiro?
Jashiro's like, so everyone's asking, and I'm like,
so let this be a warning to anybody going to PuckleCon next year. If you don't show
you
up
don't
the following
you're
year, you're going to be the butt of the where's
the
insert
the
name joke. So.
Yep. Where's she? He's right there.
He's
there
on next.
He's coming up next. He's coming. Oh, you got a question. Wait, you got to come in. No, you got to come up here. You got to do it. You got to
get
up
here, Maximus. These microphones suck.
They don't suck. They're actually really good. That's the good
but
thing.
But they're not meant for being like far away.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, don't talk right now.
What is your plans for next year for PuckleCon?
Shade.
Don't know yet.
Let's your finish this year's PuckleCon.
No comment.
Let's finish this year's PuckleCon.
No comment. No comment.
Let's just say this. If Thatch doesn't make PuckleCon happen, I'll make PuckleCon happen.
Okay.
All right.
Have fun.
Then we can have, like, Queer Eye PuckleCon, you guys.
Oh, he is. Oh, Jushiro is in Thailand.
That's the
he's single-handedly saving a soccer team. So it wasn't a bus. Sorry, Gator.
It wasn't a bus. It was a. Oh, he was in Thailand. Oh, he was scuba diving. I understand now. I understand.
See, I appreciate that the chat is getting into their theories. Way to go, chat.
You did a good job there, Sublime.
Yes, you're
yeah
welcome.
I mean,
see,
the entire show is just,
my theory is he got caught at the border and thrown into a concentration camp.
So we have
whoa
Elon.
So.
So we have Elon Musk to thank for sending Jushiro down to help all those kids.
Should we also show off some of the sweet swag that we get for being here at PuckleCon Live?
Yeah, yeah. Talk about it. I mean, we can put it on this thing.
Yeah, yeah, we got the camera right
yeah
there.
Yeah, so we...
You guys don't get to be featured anymore.
Sorry, not sorry.
So we have made these awesome Green Tauros badge cards. When I say we, I mean mostly Shamu and Thatch.
But I bought the acetone.
To
the company
to an extent, Bo.
And I glued some together, but yeah, they're pretty sweet cards, and they involve
it was a team effort. Is the
they
point
involve gluing this card to the Pokemon you attach it to, and saying Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
There we go, we got it to happen.
Nice,
I like
well
it.
Too it's bad it didn't it get picked up on the microphones. That's
it will if it was that
it is
loud.
Not
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, it's right there. You see that waveform where it's like on all four mics? It was there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about podcasting? We can talk about podcasting.
Did you see that they have like over in the hall? I think it's down one level. They have like the broadcaster.
Yeah,
no,
so I walked down there. I walked down there earlier today with who was it? It was a Shamu, and I read it, and it said there's a there's it said Dayton City Broadcasters or something. I first read that as Dayton City Podcasters. I'm like, oh, I gotta get in on that. And then I reread it and I was disappointed.
The same thing happened to me when we got here. We all just want to put the word podcast when it's not there.
It's fine. Yeah. Like, I saw the picture of the microphone. I'm like, yeah, that's podcast.
And we all arrived separately.
Wait. Is podcast a pun on broadcast?
Yes. Yes. It's also with iPods, which nobody listens to these on anymore.
A what now?
An iPod. It's okay. A piece of ancient technology come up with by Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1945.
Oh, so like the VCR.
Like a VCR, yeah.
So like the Nokia, got it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was 35.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions from the audience?
Yeah, any? If not, we're going to swap.
Oh, okay. Bo's got one.
This isn't going to be good.
So, how many potties are we nominated for this year?
5-0,
because none of you nominated us.
I nominated us for every category in the potties.
I don't believe you. Show me the email.
That's his line. He's from the show me state.
I am shit.
Yeah.
There we go.
How can you wear that hat with a straight face and not have a Team Rocket shirt on?
Easily.
He's saying this to Viger, by the way.
He's wearing it under his other
face.
Although, Basket,
person.
I will say I am obsessed with all of your Team Rocket shirts and your hat with your Team Rocket shirts. And if you're my friend on Pokemon Go, you'll know that my trainer is decked out in full Team Rocket, like, complete look.
Mm-hmm.
Commit.
They want to be his friend on Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
What?
Where can they go if they want to be his friend?
Oh, yeah. Where can we go for Pokemon Go friendships?
For Pokemon Go friendships, you can go to the announcements tab in our Discord, and you can get a link to fill out the form to share your stuff. And that there's also a link to the form that has all the information there. So go to the announcements tab in our Discord. Mm-hmm.
No,
I was just going to check our Discord real quick because someone messaged me today asking about who was the guy in the Rocket t-shirt and they thought his shirt was totally awesome. It was Coop.
It was Coop. He asked about you.
He said, I'm super jelly.
All right.
Any other
questions, comments, expressions
of
outrage?
I'll just say that we have started recording bits for the PuckleCon Game Corner episode coming out in August. And it'll just feature a lot of the people around here doing quick little bite-sized Game Corner games. So
that's cool.
We got many ones coming up.
So you guys all have some pretty weird names. Where did you get them from?
That is actually a legitimately good question.
That is a legitimate question.
That is the best question.
I'm surprised nobody came up with that first.
You're not saying they didn't ask you, Bo.
They didn't ask you.
Well, we'll start with Viger. Viger, where'd you get that from?
Oh, this is a tale as old as time. I just smashed words and phrases together until I came up with something cool.
What words
Next.
And phrases?
Yeah. That's it. I just kept saying words until something fictitious
he just
came
made,
up.
He just kept
letters.
Saying sounds out of
I just
mouth,
kept
yeah.
I just kept making words with my word.
He used
hole,
a name generator.
As Thatch would say it, and then I just came up with that. Viger. And that's it.
Yep.
Next, because everyone else's story is a lot better than mine.
So for mine, since I was in about middle school, I liked writing my name backwards and using that as online usernames.
Oh.
And
that's actually pretty close.
That makes sense. And then later when I was in college, then I finally I was playing through the Coliseum and XD Guild Garrosh games, and there's Team Snag'em. I'm like, hey, and so don't stalk me on the internet, but my name is very closely related to that. So
yeah.
Snag is a part of my name, and I always wanted to be a professor. And there happened a snag is a dead tree, so it goes along with the tree theme with the professors.
That's true.
It's kind of dark and morbid, but we'll move on with that.
Sublime.
Trevenant is my mascot.
I was in either middle school or high school. I've had it for a long time, because I've been out of high school for quite a long time now. I was learning about the concept of what it means to be sublime, in terms of aesthetics and philosophy of aesthetics. And I really resonated with that word. But I wanted it to contrast with something, so I decided to go with sublime manic. And that's where I came up with those. I think it might have also been around the time I was playing The Elder Scrolls Oblivion when they had the downloadable content for the island that's really gorgeous. What's it called? What's it called, Basket? Help me out. Isles. It's the Shimmering Isles, right? And you have like mania, and it's gorgeous colors, just like me. it felt correct. And I've just been going with it. I think I might just drop it to Sublime because, you know, everyone just calls me Sublime now.
Nobody calls you anything else, yeah.
Yeah. Also, before we finish, I just want to say that I have had multiple people today, like, legitimately think this is my real hair. That's perfect. I wore that all day.
Witch!
You're not wrong. Don't wear a wig unless you have another wig underneath your wig. That's true. Thank you, Caroline. Caroline's the best. I love Caroline.
Are we good then? Are we good?
Well, on the subject of that, mainly the wig and why it's there, there is a little secret project that a certain number of us are working on currently. So if you
give me
not,
a cut,
well, if we have not, if you have not subscribed,
it's been
to
3 months and you haven't given me a cut.
You're involved to a certain extent too, so you wanted to work too.
But yeah, all right. So let's swap them out. Let's swap them out.
Bye,
bye, guys. Team Booster Pack. We brought we had one extra and with just Shamu, but I decided 10 Little Man could come up because he'd fill enough seats. But then he's just like Seth Viler's like the 11th Little Man. And so Seth Viler is up here now. In his prison t-shirt?
Which is which?
That's a good question.
We're actually one in the same, so it doesn't really matter.
Little Vilos. Little Vilos.
Well, first off,
we're the team ShamWow.
Where's Yushiro?
Where's Yushiro? Is he here?
No, you're supposed to say, where's Yushiro, Shamu?
Oh, he's dead. Like, he's dead.
Good
the
answer.
Face.
Good answer. Good answer.
Easy enough.
All right. Okay, so.
Okay, so Whimsicott's saying stuff to me, and I don't know what it means.
I don't know. We gotta get closer to the mic, buddy.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
There we go. There we go now, eh? You want to eat it like an ice cream cone, like, ah.
It's hard to get up that close to the mic. It's really tall, so.
As I know, and you're pretty short for a Canadian.
Oh, yeah, only like 4 foot, like, six.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds right. Meters. 4 foot 6 meters, that's a good unit.
Okay, so we've gone off track. We need to start talking about the important things again. And everyone was pretty close about where Jashiro is, but I've been keeping in touch with him, so I know the real story. So
I'm just not going to put up with this, but it's fine.
So Sublime was so close, because what he actually did is he left on a soul-searching venture to find the true mysterious treasure. That's how he found his way to Thailand, where he was hired to hunt down a group of small kids in a cave. He is currently stuck in that cave, and he needs help.
He's dead.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That is the story of Iron Man, though. Bo is correct. Seth, do you have
actually that's not entirely false, but the thing is 11 Little Men and I, because we are one and the same person, actually we talked to him right before he went on this mission.
Oh yeah
and we actually tasked him with finding the best booster box. And so that's, you know, one thing kind of stacked on top of each other. The flight to Thailand was right on the way. He got a little postponed. So we're still waiting for the next best booster box that actually has more secret rares. So maybe 10 Little Men can get one instead of my 5.
That one hit a little too close to home.
That's a true story. That's all based on a true story.
Before we go too far, though, I'd like to explain how I started my business with my master's degree. Like, I'm just trying to start to perform it. Are these wireless?
No, they're not wireless. There's obviously a cable coming out of it.
I thought they're wireless. I'm full of shit.
There is another convention going on at the same time. We were kind of hoping it was going to be something raunchy. It was not. It was
the raunchy life of starting a business with a master's. Ooh, spicy.
The spiciest of memes. There's still tomorrow. It could be another one. Yeah, just a Sunday only convention about raunchy things.
Tell them our skinny's theory.
So our thought was all these people in suits are just going inside and just taking them off, and they're just there. It's an orgy. And there are animals underneath sometimes, like squirrels and stuff. And just like a bunch of squirrels, like stacked up like a human. Kind of like in a trench coat, like guys, kids in a trench coat, but for human skin.
But how many of them are there?
There are more than 10.
And they are medium-sized
men. And they're medium-sized squirrels.
Okay, that's good. Actually, three ducks dressed in a man costume.
Yeah. That's the correct answer. That's the back and forth.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was a good back and forth. I was just commenting on, like, your wordplay.
Oh, thanks.
You're not usually on the show, so I was just, like, complimenting you on that.
Oh, that's good. So how many times can I cut off your sentence with just a dead-end wordplay for a great back and forth?
Seven. Seven.
I'm stuck. Okay, he got me.
I host a podcast, so I'm like trained to fill dead air. I can just do it forever. I know you're trying not to talk right now so that you don't fill the dead air, or there is dead air and I don't fill it.
So what you're saying is your true kryptonite is that I just keep rambling. No. So there's no dead air, but in a way that people are like, oh my goodness.
We have a question. We're cutting you off.
Oh,
we don't like
you.
Wow.
We have an actual another here.
I was just going to comment about how good Thatch is filling dead air that he can do it by himself.
Like on
episode 6.5?
I'm so much better than I was then, though. I could probably... I'll just fire all of you, and I'll just do it myself.
So basically, we have confirmed next episode of Puckle After This, the Thatch solo show. We're expecting it to be at least 3 hours long, because Thatch is sure he can nail it. No edits.
No edits. It's going to be a treatise about the Beach Boys, orca whales, and bowling.
Don't talk about my people. Don't talk about my people. I didn't approve of this. This is a racial profiling. That's this.
Shamu was a very sad whale.
Yes, I was. I earned my PhD, my doctorate in
he went
on world.
Beyond
it was in captivity.
Degree. He became a doctor.
What? Say that. Oh, do the names thing. Where'd you get your name from?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy
enough. Why are you named Dr. Shamu?
So, I think it was... See, with a Jeff Dunham joke, like, years ago in middle school. Like, it was, like, the punchline was, like, Shamu or something like that. I think it was
Shamu.
Yeah. And then, like, I liked that. Like, Xbox had made my gamer tag. Like, that was taken. Doctor. Worked. And I kept it. Easy enough.
Wow. 10 little men. I don't know why I'm asking you. But I want to know why you have 10 little men inside of you.
Okay, so it started with...
That came out really, really bad. You know that, too.
So it started with a crazy trip to Thailand.
Are you sure you weren't at that convention downstairs?
So I met a group of people. Well, I thought they were people, but turns out large squirrels. Not even medium, large squirrels. Crazy, right? So... Now I'm really hesitant to tell the actual story because there's no way I can recover from this. It's going to be outsold completely. So I'm going to leave it up to the audience to fill in the blanks and imagine it themselves.
Okay. Seth Vilo, because that's your real name.
What do you mean screen name?
Yeah.
I'm a dummy and I use my real name for things.
This isn't even true, but we'll just go with
it.
No,
it's immensely not true. If you want the real story, it's because I had this dream that I would someday write a book because I was dumb in sixth grade. And I never actually ended up doing that because...
Yet.
I guess you guys are right in the audience. At the time I was working on making a pen name, and I decided to base it off of a couple things. Seth, or Set, with a T without the H, is the ancient Egyptian god of storms and chaos.
That's like asking, that's like making the movie title before you make a movie.
You're right, it is like making the movie title. Vilo is based off the Latin word, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, vilesco, which is the base for vile, which means evil or evildoer. I'm doing it wrong. I know, I'm doing it terribly wrong. Whimsicott's got my back, but I did it wrong. I was in sixth grade. So I just went with that. That's why it's a long I instead of a short I, you know, the right way. And the middle name is Cyrus because at the time it was Gen 4.
Oh, there's a middle name?
Yeah, Seth C. Vilo. There's a middle name is Cyrus because Gen 4 is cool.
Oh, that's debatable.
Hashtag back in Gen 4. It's not the best gen, but it's pretty good.
So who am I kicking off to replace you with Seth Vilo?
The letters add up to 13.
Wow, you are...
You just count how many letters
you
there are.
You just count how many letters there are, Bo.
So in case the audience didn't get that... Bo is covering himself and saying it was a joke.
All right.
Oh my gosh. So that's my origin story.
Yeah. I kind of just assumed it is off the fact that the Pokemon Channel nickname started with Seth for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, I'm not sure if that's a better or worse story than basing it off Pokemon Channel, but you know what? At least it now has greater meaning than watching the Pichu party with Meowth rocking the electric guitar.
Yeah.
Rock on.
That's true. All right. Shamu, do you have any closing thoughts here?
No.
I'm just going to end it here. So who else was here? We have the Gravies. And then we have Orange and Brittany. And I think there's a Scrawn. Oh, there's a Claude 9. Ah, they stayed for this.
Woo!
Yeah, because I made a schedule, but nobody read it.
And you have your wife here.
Oh, my wife is here as well. But she's like reading her phone. She doesn't even know I'm talking about her. That's even the best part. Look at that. She's just like so oblivious. There we go. Huh? Say that one more time, Claude 9. I want to know. Yeah. What? Virtual console champion? Oh, yeah. Claude 9 is the virtual console champion because he's...
Get him up here. Come on.
Yeah, come here.
Take our spot.
Steal his spot because...
Because I'm a garbage man.
Yeah. Steal his spot because he's... Oh, are you wearing a Driftblim daycare shirt?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
You literally fund our Tee Public.
You're not wrong.
But, yeah, tell us about your virtual console experience.
Well...
We have to know about your name and how it's literally just... Yeah.
So, Jushiro... from what I was told, he was spent all day building a puzzle, and he's missing a piece, and he's trying to find the last piece, and he's just really killing him. So that's why he's dead.
Yeah. Is this all coming back around?
The virtual console tournament was great. I entered. I won. Didn't have to play at all. Nice.
Yeah. He's pretty natural, Bo. He's pretty natural.
That's what happens when you show up sometimes. So, Claude 9,
We're gonna recycle back. What was your team that you were going to bring?
So, I had a fire...
We have to talk about Pokemon. This is how we sell the show.
Squad. Now, in Gen 2, it's all about stalling, because that's all you can ever do.
Word up.
Yeah, thanks.
that's a brave thing.
So, I based it around this Meganium that just sits there and leech seeds and toxics and flies.
It happened. Bo, I have the cartridge in my house. You can replace the battery. It's here. Let's do this.
Let's prove it.
It's happening.
We'll do it on air. We're going to win that potty.
It's. I like that it's called a potty. Show me that you've nominated us. Show us. There are podcast awards, though. They should be called potties. But go ahead with your name now. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No problem. So back in high school, my friends and I, we all played a lot of Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and you could only ever have five letters or characters for any sort of character. So we all came up with different things, and one of my friends was like, checkmate. One of my friends liked too late, and I'm like, well, I need to find some two-word thing that I can put that has a number at the end. And I'm like, oh, Cloud 9. But that has six letters. So I cut off the U, and then it became Claude 9.
Whoa. Well, and that's the story.
And I've kept it ever since.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, I guess that's it. It's PuckleCon. Who's in the chat? It's just British Gen complaining that two of the mics aren't, like, hot on the OBS, and I've explained this.
I can read through these, and I think...
You can read through. What? So, I mean, where's your scarf?
Where's
the answer? Just answer it in that mic for British Gent.
It's the middle of summer.
That's true.
There we go. And that's about it. British Jet wants Mrs. T up here. You got to come up here.
You want to take the seat? Take
this one. Oh, let's do it.
And where Jushiro is.
Oh, you do have to answer where Jushiro is. Here, come here and use this mic. That the British gent doesn't complain that he can hear you. Use this one. Sit right there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I also love you, so like you can sit there and stuff.
Uh-huh, you're sweet. He's only saying that because he's on the air.
Oh, thanks.
All right, what do we do?
So where's Jushiro?
That is a good question.
Where is he? Tell us the story. You have not been listening literally since you walked in this door, have you?
He's dead. That's all I got to say.
No, I had two cute cats at home. I got to play with them a little bit. Came back. Got on my phone, started reading some interesting stories. It's great.
Okay.
So I'm sure Jushiro is out somewhere, you know, saving someone.
Thailand. That's what we decided.
He's dead. He died. He's gone.
Did he save the soccer team?
Yes, it was. But now he's stuck.
So he's still in the cave.
Yeah, because he thought he saw a booster box for Seth Vilo. And he's in the bath. Well, because there's a lot of water in the cave, so he's in the bath. So.
With a queer eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to find the last puzzle piece.
Yeah. We're all together. How'd you get your name? Why do they call you Mrs. T? Wow.
So started off with Misty, because I couldn't think of any other name to go by. So.
Mystery
Trainer. It was Mystery Trainer Misty. And then when we got married 2 years ago, it was easier just to call me Mrs. Thatch. Well, that turned into Mrs. T, which sounds like Misty. So
wow,
full circle.
Gator's got a question. No, that one doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Well, it works. I've just muted your mic the entire time, Shami. No, I'm kidding.
So how do you put up with Thatch doing this every week in, week out? Not just the podcast, but all of the other things you have to deal with. How much making up time does he have to put in to be able to do this?
Oh, you think I put up with it?
Everybody should feel scared now.
It's a family ordeal, so I'm the shadow king of Puckle. That's what I've decided to dub myself.
Does that mean Scrawn's been replaced?
Yes. Scrawn doesn't come over to my house enough.
No, we used to have meetings every Sunday over breakfast about Puckle stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, that's what we did for Puckle and everything. Like every Sunday, we would just get. No, we did. We seriously did meetings over breakfast. Like, no joke. She has like a little notebook and everything that she like helped keep track of everything to make sure that I filled out everything on time for the convention center. Made sure I did everything for the entire event to make sure everything was possible.
Hold on to receipts because I'm his tax person now.
Yeah, so. She's the accountant, and then she also she just helps out a ton. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I let him keep doing it.
Because she gets to play too. She gets to play accountant. Well, yeah, I guess that's it. Shamu, you're just like sitting over here.
Jushiro said he was under the table. He's not under here.
Oh, Jushiro said he was under the table, and Shamu was actively looking for him. And that was that a lie or not?
He's not here. Looks like Bo has a question.
Bo, do you have a question?
I have a quick comment. This entire time Shamu has been up here, it looks like he's about to start singing into some sort of Sinatra type of deal.
Yeah.
He just read like two fingers. Like.
Yeah.
Give me a few bars of Fly Me to the Moon, would you?
No.
That's perfect.
It's like he's ready to give a toast at a wedding.
Wait for the next time he's on the podcast.
I'm playing the part of the business people, okay? Like
Toast.
Puckle 4 toast,
Shamu. Do it.
No.
He's a man of few words. But I guess that's it. Thanks for coming. It's been a party. And we have tomorrow to still do stuff. Woo! Yeah. Woo! I'm not going to edit this mess.
Oh, boy.
You get it raw. Yeah, maybe. All right. So that's going to be it. So here in the Dayton, Ohio Convention Center. It's closing time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.